Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Golly, this game for Philadelphia. 28-22 victory over Minnesota. An absolute eruption game in terms of the passing game overall. A.J. Brown, 6 targets, 4 grabs, 101, 2 touchdowns. Devontae Smith, 11 targets, 9 grabs, 183, and a touchdown. I mean, just a monster performance here in the passing game. And I thought Jalen Hurts looked freaking awesome. Oh my gosh, these deep balls were on point. I thought he was reading the defense really well. And this is a good Brian Flores defense that he's doing this against Minnesota as well.
Man, it's so funny just how football is, you know, because on paper, this was a horrible matchup for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh,
you know, not only, especially for the wide receivers, not only is Minnesota's defense great, they're particularly good at stopping perimeter wide receivers. They had allowed the fewest receptions in the league to perimeter wide receivers going into the week. And they were one of the most, you know, they're well known in Minnesota for throwing out a ton of funky zone coverages, things of that nature. And the Eagles were in the bottom 5, along with like the Browns, the Dolphins, the Bengals, like all the worst teams that have had issues throwing the ball. The Titans in the bottom 5 in like points per drop back against zone coverage. This is a typical Eagles thing where they really can fry you in man coverage. Remember AJ right. Brown last year was like 4.23 yards per out run against man coverage. They would obliterate you in man coverage, but their zone coverage stuff is a little bit hit or miss. Even after week 1, remember that was the excuse for the Eagles passing it. Well, yeah, they zoned us up in that game and that's why we weren't really able to throw the ball a ton. Well, then, of course, the Eagles come out here and fry the Minnesota Vikings in this one. And I don't know, James, I come out of this one not really sure how to feel, like because
I mean, so the follow up question is, of course, is this a fluke game? Or do you think like all the criticism of this offense finally broke through and it finally like, you know, it finally hit. And so that Philadelphia is thinking, okay, Kevin Petullo, Jalen Hurts is like, all right, you know what? Let's just toss this ball around, get it to our best playmakers. Is it a fluke or is it a one-time thing or can we expect this moving forward?
Oh, boy. I mean, the outside criticism is definitely obviously in their minds.
Yes.
I mean, A.J. Brown, I think after one of his touchdowns, you know, the camera picked him up saying like, this, you know, this is what happens when you throw me the effing ball or whatever, which to be fair, all wide receivers do that. You know, Ladd McConkey, there was a shot of him from last week's game where he, after that big long catch and run, he is saying the camera picks him up, this is what happens when you throw me the effing ball. You know, even like Ladd McConkey, we know AJ Brown has that level of like, yeah, I want that football.
Correct.
Or whatever, but right. Ladd McConkey, maybe not the first guy that people think of, but so this is just a wide receiver thing, you know. They all want the ball, they all think that, yeah, the here's how you fix offensive struggles, you throw me the football. That's how they all think. And yeah. So the obviously the outside criticism is in their minds. It's definitely a thought in and throughout the building. That being said, in terms of did they fix something here? They did try some like real under center play action, which never happens. The Eagles almost never get under center. Jalen Hurts, one of the most shotgun heavy quarterbacks in the NFL. And that was cool to see just launching it off play action. Even when your run game, it still stinks. It's still not very good in this game. Saquon Barkley sub 3 yards per carry, just throwing a different wrinkle out there, I thought was nice to see. But in terms of like the route concepts, I still think it's just kind of whatever. AJ Brown's on the perimeter. He's running kind of stop routes and go routes. And even some of like the first touchdown, he just kind of stops and then just starts then running down the sideline. It's not as if I haven't charted this game yet, but I wouldn't even know what to call that. Like, did he even run a route, or was that more of like one of the things I'd bucket as other, because Jalen Hurts kind of moves around and directs him to just keep running downfield and he chucks it up to him, and then they walk into the end zone on a touchdown. The Devontae Smith one, apparently he specifically in career day for Devontae Smith, by the way, right. 180 plus yards, best game of his career from a statistical perspective. Amazing. Apparently he went into the locker room in halftime and like called for that play specifically based on something he was seeing. So I don't know, man. It feels like this
always happens. Always the good of a mark of an offensive coordinator when the player is seeing something on the field. It's like, you know what? Just call this play, bro. Like, forget whatever play you were going to call. Forget that. Just call this play instead. I love that.
Totally. I mean, but I mean, when you have these guys, why not? Right.
And sure.
I will say from AJ Brown's perspective, I was really kind of critical of the way he was playing in isolation at the beginning of the season. Yeah. I think we've definitely seen him kick it up a few notches the last couple of games here. Right. I think he's just playing faster, more decisive, because I think he realizes like he was being part of the problem in the first few weeks. He was contributing to the issues of the offense. But yeah, my guess, I have no idea, but he certainly has looked a little bit better the last couple of weeks than he did early on. So that's been good to see. But still, I think from a design perspective, the Eagles are who they are, and they have these games every once in a while. Remember last year when we were doing what's wrong with the Eagles passing game, they had that game. They had that game against Pittsburgh where they threw the ball all over the yard, and Jalen Hurts said after the game, "Well, is that what you guys wanted to see?" It's like, yes, dude.
yeah,
that's what we want to see.
That's exactly what we want to see. It sounds like they worked some stuff out at Applebee's, is what it sounds like.
Oh yeah, they got there those $1 margaritas. They got about 15 of them. And they're like, you know what? Let's draw that. They drew that Devontae Smith play up on the napkin at the Applebee's.
100%.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.